Chapter 26. Yeah, I remember them good old days before obesity, before we had to wear seat belts and helmets, when state law meant every kid had to go to school. No homeschooling then. And every kid learned how to read, write, and do arithmetic by the third grade. It was a time when we could buy a gun without red tape, and when we trusted politicians and loved doctors. It was a time when divorce was scarce, and out of 1,000 kids in high school, only one girl had a baby without marriage. Only drug in the house was aspirin, and kids didn't use drugs, or at least it wasn't cool to do so. No TV to worry about us, climate change, wars, or the economy. It was a time when soldiers back from World War II didn't commit suicide. I know I could go on and on about those good old days, but instead I think I'll answer some of the above. About the lack of obesity way back then. First off, most of us were so poor we couldn't afford much food. Second, if they had served the huge portions that they do now, we'd probably have been even more huge than people today. I hate seatbelts. Every time I strap myself in, I think, geez, if I'm willing to die in a car crash, why can't I? Every morning when I lock myself into my seat, I think, I hate this being unable to move. But gotta do it for the insurance companies. Then again, I have to take everything I said about seat belts and helmets back. Helmets saved my kid's brains and maybe life when he fell off his motorcycle. About every kid learning to read by the third grade. If we didn't, we were in for some pretty severe punishment. No lollygagging or ADHD here. You looking for a beating, kid? No. Well, don't let me hear you're too dumb to learn to read. Are you a retard? I don't want any retards in this family. Plus, with no TV, no internet, and one movie a week, comic books, novels, magazines, etc. were the only form of entertainment. You had to read. Few people had guns then, so there was no need for red tape or gun control. My dad had rifles for hunting, a handgun for self-protection. Protection? From what? Or from whom? We trusted our politicians, but then we didn't have the media portraying every little misstep of our politicians and blowing it up to be a grand crime or corruption. This about our politicians now. Does he have a few screws loose? Yeah, he thinks he's Roy Rogers or Gene Autry, both singing cowboys. He sings? Yeah. He'll sing on his way to the hoosegow. Divorce was rare because what else could a woman do if she had and her kids were had to eat? Couples endured marriage because divorce was such an unacceptable thing to do. Several elderly women have told me, divorces are a blessing now. The best thing that happened to women. When we were young, a woman with a baby and no marriage, forget it. She was ostracized, totally banned. She was dismissed as loving, not wisely, but too well. I didn't even dare talk to this one girl in high school who'd had what was referred to as an illegitimate baby. Single women who have babies today are accepted and helped. Today, 40% of all babies are born to single mothers. Some schools even have nurseries for the babies so their mothers can finish school. As for drugs, the drugs we had then were cod liver oil, castor oil, and patent medicines that had 40% concentration of ethyl alcohol and some vegetable flavoring. Unlike today's drugs where we have antibiotics, vaccines, anti-anxiety pills, blood pressure pills, meds, of all kinds. Well, the list is endless. Today's drugs are sought after by every doctor's patient. And while we could brag about our soldiers coming home from World War II and quickly getting their life together, we only had the local newspaper and sometimes the radio for information, and they wouldn't mention such things as post-traumatic stress then. So a few more reasons why life is so much better today. Not only do we have all this technology, but kids have higher self-esteem. Whether they're good or bad, whether this is good or bad, I don't know. Time will tell. But it sure feels better than have what every mother referred to as her kid's inferiority complex. Inferiority complex was a common term then, at least for women. My generation thought the Great Society programs would eliminate poverty. Ha, were we ever wrong? They say the invention of the printing press brought about the greatest changes the world has ever known, that it made our culture what it is. Will the computer do the same? But even without the computer, we are so much luckier today. We have Social Security, unemployment insurance, food banks, food stamps, welfare, subsidized housing, Medicare, Medicaid, etc. So complain as we may about our country today, remember, it could be a lot worse. I know. I was there, and it was. The 1930s depression. She worked hard, walking, washing on a scrub board, careful of the $10 hoard. But the hoard won't last, so she always had to think fast. Small and frail, she couldn't fail. Kids to feed, she had to succeed. With her sweat and grime, and the dozens of stairs she had to climb. She worked as a kitchen maid, always meek, and did it daily for $4 a week. Kneading bread, chopping wood for the fire, careful never to express any ire. At home, she wore clothes, old and worn, and coveralls patched and torn. Sick with a flu, no matter, she still had to make do. Unable to read, she accepted her life of servitude, and at the same time fretted where she'd get some food. Ah, for some onion, hamburger hash, and maybe some potatoes she could mash. But as you will see, that wasn't to be. Maybe she thought she could pick some dandelion greens, serve with the leftover beans. So thank you, Mama. In spite of all your fears, you held us all together through all those years.